No matter where you come from, no matter where you're going, here's a place where you can take comfort in the knowing that whether if you come to stay a while or just passing through, this door is open to you. Come and let's be silent. Come and share a hug. Come, let's pray together. Come, love and be loved. From the blissed out to the turned out, from the pampered to the abused, this door is open to you. Come on in.
Good morning, Claremont Center for Spiritual Living. How are you this morning? Where are all those party people that were here yesterday? We had a good time. Yes, we did. I'm Reverend Tracy, delighted to welcome you to this Sunday morning experience of community and love and fellowship. I want to acknowledge our friends that are watching online, live or later. We're happy that you're with us. And know that wherever you are on your spiritual path, you are welcome here with us. We have some great music and a little bit of conversation and all kinds of good times coming up today. Our practitioner on platform is Nisa Burrows. We have music this morning provided by Reverend Drack, which is always a lovely experience. And we're going to get started with a song. So I'm going to invite you all to stand. You have the lyrics in your program for Spirit is in This Place. Wonderful. All right, we're going to take all that energy and take it in, because what we know is that Spirit is also right here within. So if you take a breath and close your eyes, let the sound of the bowl bring all of that joy right into your heart. For the heart is truly our sanctuary, that place where we recognize the spark of the divine, that place of love. That place of great joy. And it is from this place that we remember that you and I in spirit are all one.
Salvation came shining through you and you. sky of my mind was lightning and thunder. I never could trust it would finally be right. The truth in your eyes said, don't worry, don't wonder. Sang me your song of the truth once again, and you sang, God is all. If your wings are heavy and you cannot fly, you're haunted by dreams that were meant to come true. God is right there, you just have to see it. Let the voice of salvation come shining through you. And you were singing, God is all there.
Good morning. What a great way to start. There's the lighter. We're going to light our candle. And you know, we've been talking about sky, shore, and sea this month, so we're lighting the candle today for the pearl divers and the beachcombers in all of us. Okay, now come on. It's a new one. That's the lock. You just need it on flamethrower setting. Come on, go on. We got it. The pearl divers and the beachcombers, the ones who seek and find the treasure, which is really who we all are. We're always looking for that which is valuable. Some of us look for very shiny things because they make us laugh or smile. We're looking for what we value, and we find it in the depths of our soul, and we find it on the shoreline where they sparkle through the sand, little treasures that we discover in each other or in our circumstances, and we find them in the sky when we look for the light. So the title today is "The Sky is the Sky Wherever You Go." And it's about this idea that there are lessons to be learned from the sky, just as we do from the metaphor of the ocean, the living waters, the sea, the mountains, the shoreline itself. The ancients believed that the sky was a hard dome holding in all of life. But what we know now is that it's not a fixed boundary. It's not a limit. It's an infinite illusion of space, which contains all that is. It's an overarching cover, but it is not a hard surface. And every time we look up, we discover possibilities. We discover a vast array of things we cannot see if we are only looking at the ground or only looking at the problem. So the sky, when you think about it, is kind of a backdrop for light, right? It holds the light of the sun or the moon or the stars. It's what illuminates us. Nisa's reading today was perfect. It used all those words in different sentences. So I appreciate that. It's this idea that the source of the light that we rely on for life comes from the sky, comes from what's in the sky, comes from what is part of the purpose of the heavens. Now, when I was writing out my notes for this talk, I wrote also that the sky is where the wind blows. Now, with my handwriting, it's pretty angular. So when I went back and reread that sentence, what I read was, the sky is where the mind moves. The W and then M. Ooh, that's what I said. Okay, so if you ever want to know if spirit speaks through you, there it is right there. So we talk about mind and science of mind in religious science as consciousness, right? And the sky is the environment in which the wind is blowing, but our consciousness is the environment from which we live our lives. It's what we allow in and out of our minds, what we allow to pass by, what we try to hang on to, that determines the shape of the circumstances that we live, the emotions that we feel. So this consciousness, if you think about it like the sky, it is the sky wherever you go. It is the same. The consciousness that we are is an all-enveloping consciousness. It is one mind. It is one life that is in and as us. We're not separate from it. We are part of this environment that we live in. If you've ever had a long-distance relationship, maybe you said to someone, I know we're apart for now, but if you go out at night and look at the moon, we'll be looking at the same moon. Right? It's the same sky. No matter where we are standing on it at any given moment, what our daily life looks like, there is an overarching substance that is consistent for all of us, that we are all underneath, a part of, wrapped up in. Excuse me. Konrad Adenauer said, we all live under the same sky, but we don't all have the same horizon. We don't all see things the same way. We don't see the horizon as close or as far as someone else. What is the horizon but a perceived boundary? Just like those ancients thinking that the sky was a dome that ended, that life ended where it was. The horizon itself is an illusion. It's an optical illusion. It's the way in which we see. So wherever we are standing, we have a view of the world. We have a view of the ocean, the sky, the landscape, the people. But it's not the same for any two of us. It's always unique to us. One life, different perspectives. What that means is our perspective can change. We can change the way we see things. We can understand what we are seeing in a different way. We can learn from each other. Now, this whole image of flying, it's good, you know. When Spirit puts things together, it's just amazing. You know, I send out that little summary, and Nisa picks a reading, and Drac picks a song, and you practically did my talk for me. It's lovely. I appreciate that. Flying free. You know, there are times when we feel earthbound. So when we imagine flying, I'm sure you did as kids, right? You just were sure you could fly. It's about freedom, being untethered, just flying high and away, usually away from someone or something, right? It's effortless. It's effortless. That's part of the appeal of being able to float on the breeze. And it gives us a different view of life from that higher perspective. I think that is a reminder to us to look up, that we really need to remember when we're looking to solve a problem or deal with an issue, that looking up physically and mentally and spiritually opens us up. So I want you to think of something that you are struggling with, something that isn't resolved yet, something that weighs on you, something that just feels like unfinished business. And I want you to look at the ground and think about that issue and really feel it in your body, what the struggle is, what the obstacles are, why it's not resolved yet, what you want to get done that's not done, and just feel that in your body. And then I want you to look up and I want you just to look out. And as you look out, I want you to think of that same issue. Again, what are the obstacles? What isn't resolved yet? What do you need to do? And I want you to notice if it shifts where you feel it, if your thinking is a little different. And now the same thing again, but this time look up. You don't even have to see the sky. Just look up at where the wall meets the ceiling, or look up at these beautiful wood beams. And feel into this issue, whatever it is that's weighing on you, and see where and how you feel it in your body. And I know what I notice, you can come back to earth now. What I notice is that the first thing that happens when I look up is I take a deeper breath. And that is because physically we have opened ourselves up. And we are this human being that we are. We are all interconnected. If we open up our physical self, we also open up our minds. We also open up our hearts. We are open at the top, which is what Science of Mind teaches, because that's where the possibilities are. That's where the newness is. And what happens is we end up thinking or being open to possibilities. See, when we look straight ahead, we're working with what we already know, which is valuable, but it's limited. It's limited to the way we think right this minute. And so even as we try to figure out who we should call or who might know or what our resource might be or what my next step, we're struggling a little bit. We're swirling with the issue. When we look down, we're just downright stuck. We are literally in the depths of it. It's very hard to move when you are only looking down. And we know that's true just in speaking. If our words are negative, if we are always bringing ourselves down, we have no energy to do anything differently. If we are constantly pushing ahead, looking, searching, fighting, striving, we wear ourselves out. When we take the time to go into that spiritual realm, when we go into the place within us that knows, when we open ourselves up to something greater than we are, then we can use that power. There is no struggle. There is no heaviness. It's simply a matter of allowing what the next step is to surface, allowing ourselves the time to see what shows up that's right for us. We look out here, we're distracted by everything and everybody and what everybody else thinks we should do. It's funny how they all have opinions too. But looking up, it's just us and that spiritual nature that we already are. When we think about the possibilities of the sky, we are actually talking about the vastness that is within our own spirit. That what is out here is in here. That sky is also within me. In the book, The Little Prince, where'd it go? Here it is. Look up at the sky and you'll see how everything changes. Right? And the thing is, we're the sky. Everything else, Pema Chodron says, everything else is just weather. Oh, yeah, see, that's a good one, huh? We are the sky, everything else is just weather. If that metaphor doesn't work for you, try this one. We're the movie screen. There's a movie playing. We forget we can change the movie. We can switch mid-reel and do something different or live some other aspect of life. We don't have to stay with that particular story. But we are the sky, not the weather. Teddy Roosevelt during the toughest time of his administration, had a certain practice. The end of a hard day, he would gather his staff and they would all walk outside. And he would search the night sky until he found the great square of Pegasus. And he always said the same thing. He said, "This is the spiral galaxy in Andromeda. It is as large as our Milky Way. It is one of 100 million galaxies. It consists of 100 billion suns, even larger than our own." And then he would smile and say, "Now I think we can handle our problems. Let's go to bed." It's about perspective. It's about remembering that we are part of something, a life that is larger than we are. And as Ernest Holmes says, that's a power we can use. He knew that if he kept his bearings, the grand potential of this nation and the world would be fulfilled. He knew that once our consciousness shifted from a feeling of separateness to one of wholeness and inclusion, that our vast genius would serve the growth of ourselves and our planet. So you see, taking a larger perspective on life, changing the viewpoint that we have of our horizon or of our daily life, gives us a way to keep moving, to keep living, to be more expansive rather than constricting in on ourselves. Getting tight, getting angry, getting fearful, feeling helpless, feeling overwhelmed. That when we consciously choose to open our hearts, open our minds, be available to life, we find new ways of living life. And that, in turn, sparks each of us in our own way into a more creative expression. Because you get an idea and it comes with its own energy. Something new shows up and it generates a spark in you. We meet someone new and suddenly we've decided it's okay to get a couple things done that we've been putting off forever just because afterwards we're going to go have coffee or whatever. It doesn't matter what the whatever is. What matters is that we are open, that we look at possibilities, that we stay available to life in a greater way. So I looked up the word sky, because you know this is what I do, and I was really surprised. So yes, there is a definition that says the region of clouds, but the root of the word also means cloud or heaven. It also means shadow or mirror. How can one word go all these different directions? It also means firmament. Now, I always thought, that's a nice biblical word, I always thought firmament meant the earth. Well, it depends on if you're reading the Old Testament or the New Testament, because they were translated differently from the same Hebrew word. The Hebrew word, rakia, means arch of heavens and floor of earth. So, in the Old Testament, it was the heavens. In the New Testament, or vice versa, I forget which, it was mistranslated into making something firm or solid. In other words, the earth, support, strengthening, enduring, steadfast. Okay, so it means everything. Sky means everything, right? It's the environment of life. Because when you think about it again, sky, shore, sea, that's what we're talking about this month, air, earth, and water, that's the environment of life. That's the life within us. That's the life. That's what it takes to sustain life as we know it. The life of the planet, it's everything. And it's greater than we are. It's our environment. It's our life. It is all of it. And if it's consciousness, if it's mind, then the environment of life, the consciousness that we are, there's room for everything. You know, those Buddhist meditators, they have something. They say, you know, what's meditation? Yes, everything is going on. We're up and down. We're all over the map. But if we calm our minds and let the thoughts just flow by, like the clouds in the sky, don't hang on to them. Just watch them go by. Buddha said, develop a mind that is vast like space, where experiences both pleasant and unpleasant can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a mind like vast sky. You see, when there's enough room for us to be fully human, it doesn't have to lead to conflict. It doesn't have to lead to division. There's room for it to simply move through. This too shall pass. All that I am is part of this larger truth in my mind and outside in the world. Thoreau reminds us that as the skies appear to each of us, so is our mind. Some see only clouds there, some omens and portents, some rarely look up at all. Their heads are directed toward earth. Some behold their serenity, purity, beauty, ineffable. So beautiful we can't even name it. So whether we're looking in the sand for little treasures or shells or sparkly things, or we're diving deep into the ocean of our minds and souls to know something rich and sustaining and solving a mystery of life, or whether we're looking at the sky for that infinite possibilities, there is a panorama to see beyond what we see in the world, beyond that. I think the spiritual practice is to be willing to be quiet long enough to let that clarity become where you are, right? How many of you, I've tried meditation a couple times. It doesn't work for me. I can't sit still. Might be why you need meditation, just a thought, right? If we do, think about when you go on vacation and maybe you do go to the mountains or to the beach or wherever you go, that's your happy place. The part that's not all about the activities, the tours and the snowboarding and the whatever else you're going to do, the part where you just sit with your cup of hot chocolate or your adult beverage with an umbrella in it or whatever it is, you just sit and be in that place and the change and the way your mind works as you slowly slow down, that peace is available to all of us. And if we are to use that, we must practice being there, right? Because someone who practices can be calm in the midst of chaos, can be peaceful when there's an argument going on in the next room. That is the person who brings the light into that argument or into that place of decision-making or choice-making. We are that light. It does shine from us. But wouldn't it be nice if it were on all the time because we practiced instead of having to go find it? It's really hard to find things when it's noisy. You do that, right? You turn the radio down when you're looking for an address? I'm the only one? Yeah, I see. I hear you giggling in the back row. I see. I hear you. Clearing our minds creates space. Looking at the sky creates space for new ideas, for new possibilities, for a new way forward, because there is always a way forward. We're the sky, not the weather. I want to close with a quote from Anne Frank. She says, "I feel the suffering of millions, and yet, when I look up at the sky, I somehow feel that everything will change for the better, that this cruelty too shall end, that peace and tranquility will return once more." Words to live by. Namaste. Let's take a moment in prayer, shall we? Breathing into that heart center. Recognizing the divine spark that lives within. Allowing that spark to grow brighter, to illuminate all that we are. Seeing ourselves from within as light, as love,
as peace. Knowing this to be the truth of life, the essence of the energy that is the all in all, the consciousness of the one mind, I radiate that light, that love, that peace beyond my physical form, into this room and beyond these walls. I carry with me that divine spark that can never be extinguished, that simply burns bright no matter what. And I speak my word for a clarity of purpose, for a clear sky that allows all that I am to simply move through and as me, easily, effortlessly, trustingly. For this sky of possibilities lives within. This infinite potential of life is me. It's everyone I meet. And there is truly room for all when love and light are present. And that light illuminates the darkness of anyone or anything. That light always expands, shines, brings to the surface that which is to be healed. And the love that I am is there for the healing. And so who I am is a beneficial presence in this world, in my world, in the greater world. Every moment I spend within impossibility is a moment that the world sees more possibility. And as I know it for myself, I see it in others. And together we rise up. Together we shine a brighter light. Together we are that power which is greater than we are, and yet through and as each of us. And for this I am grateful. So very grateful for the good that is, the good that I am, the good that I see, the good that I create. How grateful I am for the love that I am, the love that we are together, the love that holds all wounded souls and allows for healing. And how grateful I am for the sun and the sky and the sea, the light and the mountains and the moon, and the healing power that we have when we stand as spirit. For truly, the world needs us now. And we are here. And it is good and very good. For it is truly all God in, through, and as each one of us. And so it is. I invite you to join me in our affirmation, which is in your bulletin. And if you will repeat after me, please. I look to the sky and see the vast possibilities of life.
I look to the sky and see the vast possibilities of life.
I look within and see the same vast sky.
I look within and see the same vast sky.
And so it is. All right, let's welcome Drac back to the piano.
This piece that I'm going to play, I've played it before, so I usually do a repeat, you know, along with something different each Sunday. This one's called Inspiration. I composed it years ago. And I picked this one because when I play it personally, I feel a sense of expansiveness, which is why I got the name Inspiration in the first place. I really feel that. It's like looking out and just feeling so excited about everything, all this potential that's just getting ready to unfold. I just love that feeling.
Take a look at the person next to you. Say God loves you and I love you too. Now feel the love in the sanctuary. Lift your voice and repeat after me.